Okay, as a long-standing member of the Global Tac TMI Network, it gives me great pleasure to be speaking with our global CEO, Jim O'Brien. And Jim oversees a network of countries. It's well over 30. I keep losing track, Jim. 35, but we've got a presence in over 50 countries. So it's a very big job. So, Jim, I'd like to welcome you. Thank you for sharing your experience as a leader at certain times. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, George.
So Jim, the purpose of these interviews is for leaders just to share their personal experiences on leading in a time where there is no copybook, there's no template on how to deal with these situations. So I'm interested in, what impact has COVID had on the organisation that you lead at TMI?
Yeah. It's a great question that deserves a really long answer, and I think in 6 months' time we'd be able to give even a better answer now, George, because we're only just past the peak of all of the excitement and uncertainty and nervousness. But I'd say it's affected us incredibly in our industry. You know, organizations typically, you know, when they have pressure on budgets in a commercial way, usually cut with the traditional departments such as marketing, you know, training, HR, and so we're a leading indicator. We feel the pain first, and we usually come out of the pain last. And so we need to readjust our business to accommodate the, you know, this new normal. We need to find new ways of working. So we've been affected fairly seriously, and untypically, again, everything about this crisis is not typical, but it's affected the whole world. And typically with an organization like ours, which is global, what you normally find is, you know, you have pockets of uncertainty, you have pockets of, you know, commercial distress, but to have such issues, you know, globally consistently is really unusual. So it's created huge challenges, but I think it's also, you know, allowed us to refocus and to really understand just how robust and as an organization how strong we are. So it's also a time for some thought and reflection, which really sets us up for the future.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've found that from our point of view, you know, being part of the network, it certainly made us, you know, accelerate retention. And I've got to say, you have what's the number of countries now, Jim?
Yeah, I think we're approaching kind of 32 in countries. Yeah.
So in other words, it's a multiplication of time zones, multiplication of people. Yeah, it's a big job. It's a big job and a big responsibility. So it's got pressure on, but it's also about rethinking. So thank you.